big changes to wetland regulations in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith in for Rebecca Williams. Michigan has lost millions of acres of wetlands over the last century, but the state's still got roughly 5 million acres left.
Wetlands are really, really important to clean water. They've been called nature's nurseries and nature's kidneys.
Granetta Tomasi heads Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council in Petoskey. Wetlands are home to all kinds of baby fish, birds, insects. They help filter the water and can protect against flooding. If you want to use a wetland in most anywhere in the United States, building a driveway or filling it in to farm on it, you've got to get a permit through the Environmental Protection Agency or the Army Corps of Engineers. But Michigan is weird. It's one of only two states that are allowed to administer its own permits. But it can only do that on the condition that the state permits are at least as strict as the federal permit program. Back in 2008, the EPA did an audit of the state program. It found Michigan was not in compliance with the Clean Water Act, and it needed to get there to keep the program. In 2009, former Governor Jennifer Granholm suggested the state should just give the responsibility back to the feds, save the state a couple million dollars. When Governor Rick Snyder took office, his administration decided it was worth the price to keep the wetland permitting program under state control.
Because I like to come back and ask a fundamental question usually with our citizens is, if you had a choice, would you rather work with the state of Michigan or the federal government? And I think there's usually a bias to say I'd rather work with the state.
Michigan's program serves as sort of a one-stop shop for those who want to work in wetlands. The state responds faster than the feds would. So to keep Michigan's program, they had to bring it into compliance with federal law. A new wetlands bill was drafted. Granetta Tomasi from Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council says the intent was good, but then lobbyists got a hold of it.
What came out of it was this horrible hybrid of some tiny little corrections being made from the EPA audit, and a whole bunch of new things being added in that took the program out of compliance further.
The new law creates a simpler permit for blueberry farmers. It exempts utility line installations, agricultural drain maintenance, and livestock grazing. It changes how and when regulators could force permit applicants to mitigate the wetlands they want to use. And it changes how regulators tell if a certain wetland is regulated or not. An EPA official said parts of the new law are not compliant with the Clean Water Act either. So getting a permit through the new state law could put a farmer at risk of breaking federal laws. It's sort of like how medical marijuana is legal in Michigan, but that doesn't make it legal at the federal level. Those who participate are taking a risk. The feds could catch up to them. But Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyatt says,
bottom line is, we're better off today than where we were.
Wyatt says the new law clarifies definitions and streamlines process. Wyatt believes the differences between the new state law and the Clean Water Act aren't big enough to really impact wetlands.
Where you have some perceived differences, most are so small that I don't call them functionally problematic to our program.
Wyatt says those differences fit Michigan's needs better. Wyatt says he's confident the EPA will approve the changes. He and other state officials will make their case during a public hearing in Lansing tomorrow. Tomasi and other environmentalists are expected to testify too. Can't make the hearing? You can still have your say. The EPA will take written comments through December 18th. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith.